Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference call. We are extremely fortunate to have Her Grace Sitapriti Mataji here with us today. And Mataji will be enlightening us by walking us through Srimad Bhagavatam 4.21.49 onwards. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity, your valuable time and association this morning. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to you now. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Hare Krishna, everyone. Thank you for joining and giving your valuable association and giving me a chance to read through the scriptures. So we'll start with the verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudire Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Nashtike Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Nama Pankajanabhaya Nama Pankajamaline Nama Pankajanetraya Namaste Pankajagre Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So today we'll be reading through the Canto 4, Chapter 21, Text 49. So we'll read through the verse. Aho vayam yad pavitre pavitra kre tataiva nathe namukundanataha ya uttama shlokat mas vishnu brahmane devasya katham vinakti. Translation. The audience continued. Dear King Prithu, your reputation is the purest of all, for you are preaching the glories of the most glorified of all, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord of the Brahmanas. Since, due to our good, great fortune, we have you as our master, we think that we are living directly under the agency of the Lord. Purport. The citizens declared that though being under the protection of Maharaj Prithu, they were directly under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This understanding is the proper situation of social steadiness within this material world. Since it is stated in the Vedas that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the maintainer and leader of all living entities, the king or the executive head of the government must be a representative of the Supreme Person. Then he can claim honor exactly like the Lord's. How a king or leader of society can become the representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also indicated in this verse by the statement that because Prithu Maharaj was preaching the supremacy and the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, he was therefore a proper representative of the Lord. To remain under the jurisdiction of the administration of such a king or leader is the perfect status for human society. The primary responsibility of such a king or leader is to protect the Brahminical culture and the cows in his state. Om Ajnana Dhiram Vasya Dhyananjana Shalakaya. Okay. So now when we are seeing in the earlier part of these verses that the how it has gradually come to a point where now the audience is applauding, the audience is praising Prithu Maharaj for him being a good leader or him being a greatest king. We have always also seen in the earlier verses that how King Prithu has seen that his citizens or his the people in his citizens should, how can they become more into devotional services. So now after understanding everything in this matter, the citizens have started understanding and they are praising Prithu Maharaj for him being a greater king. When we read through the purport from the translation, it says that King Prithu, your reputation is the purest of all, for you are preaching the glories of the most glorified. Now here to understand is that when we say, when we follow a person, or in our daily life when we follow someone, it is because we like the characteristic of the person or we like the way the person is leading his life. Same if we apply in our devotional life, we have to see that we do not follow any mundane person. We have to follow according what is written according to the scriptures. Understanding that, it becomes very important that when we are following someone, that someone has to be, like when we know in our ISKCON parampara, that we see that whoever is in the parampara and whoever is following the scriptures. Now in this verse, the citizens say that they are great, they have a great fortune that they are following, that Prithu Maharaj is there, they are under the shelter, loving shelter of Prithu Maharaj. And being under the loving shelter of Prithu Maharaj, they have the understanding that they are under the loving shelter of directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, when we say that we are under the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I would like to quote it from the Bhagavad Gita. It is that according to the Supreme Personal, the Supreme Lord is realized according to the proportion of one's surrender. Ye yatha maam prapadyante tamas tathaiva bhajamah. 4.11. That means according to the surrender which a person shows, the Lord also reveals himself according to that surrender. And in this canto we have seen, in this chapter we have seen that Prithu Maharaj is a surrendered soul and he is a purest soul. Secondly, he is also spreading the He is spreading the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is making his citizens or his praja more Krishna conscious. So that means full surrender occurs when a man is only in perfect knowledge. And Prithu Maharaj is a knowledgeable person. He understands the cycle of life, death and birth. And that is the reason the his citizens are very happy to be under his loving support. Now when we say that, the verse says that the citizens declare that though under the protection of Maharaj Prithu, they were directly under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That means over here, the Srila Prabhupada wants to tell us that the characteristic of the Lord, right, we are part and parcel of the Lord. So we have the characteristic of the Lord, but in the proportion is different. Now the characteristic of a devotee, wherein we can follow a devotee, are also mentioned here. That means over here it says that all the entities, and for the citizens of Prithu Maharaj, it was that he was their leader, and the leader who was Krishna conscious or who understood the meaning of being under the shelter of the Supreme. Where in the earlier chapter we have seen that why is it important that we have to be under the shelter of a Supreme, under the shelter of the Supreme Lord, or why is it that the parampara is important? Why is it that the spiritual master is so much important? Now over here in this chapter when we are learning, it is seen that Prithu Maharaj is like a representative of the Lord. And we also know that when we talk about our spiritual masters, a spiritual master for us is no other than Krishna. also we understand that he is a representative of Krishna. And the spiritual master is a best one to follow and to and a best representative of Krishna, because he is preaching whatever he follows. There is a story about a lady who goes to a Mataji, who goes to a Muni, and she says that my son wants, I want you to guide my son. He is, I don't exactly remember, but he's like, he eats more sweets and I want you to guide him over it. So the Muni says that, okay, you know what, you come after 2 weeks and then I'll talk to your son. And then she goes back and then she comes after 2 weeks. And when she comes back, the Muni talks to her son, you know what, from tomorrow onwards, he should not eat sweets. It's not good for your health. And he just guides her. So the mother is so confused. She says that if you had to just say these things, why did you not say it a couple of weeks before? This was as simple as what you would have said 2 weeks before. But then he says that before I had to guide your son, I had to see that I am following that myself. So whatever Prithu Maharaj has guided his citizens in the path of spiritual development, it is seen that Prithu Maharaj has been following that himself. And that is the reason he is the right representative of the Lord. Because whatever he is preaching, whatever he is telling his citizens, he has followed it himself. So he is a reservoir of good quality, a quality of a good devotee, if we have to just state. It is that he fully engages himself in the transcendental loving service of the Vaishnavas and the loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is a reservoir of all the good qualities. He has a good behavior. These are the just qualities of a good devotee that we are talking about. And he has gratitude towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is very, very important. Like in this today's world, we say that there are so many atheists and they do not have the feeling of gratitude. That where is it coming? They just feel that it is coming from nowhere and they have all scientific reasons to just prove it. So when we read this verse, it tells us that how also a leader of the society has a lot of responsibility on him. If we have to just relate these words to the today's conditions, it is seen that in this today's condition, there is no good leader. And why there is no good leader? Because nobody is taking to spiritual knowledge as thoroughly as they should be doing. The role of us, the role of a leader, the role of the representative of the nation should be that he should get the surrendered souls back to Godhead. And this is what is lagging in today's world. And not only in India, but all over the world. You see that everybody is trying to just get their own share. We have the example, right? Like when if you keep a sack of grains in the middle of the road, and you will see that if a bird comes, he will just take whatever is needed for them and go. If another animal, he might just take a handful of squirrel, he might just take whatever will fill in his mouth. But if you have that sack kept in the middle of the road and you have human beings coming over there, they will just grab, snatch, and they will scatter everything everywhere and then take. So this thief propensity which is coming up is because the representative of the nation is not strong enough. The representative of the nation has to have the quality of a Vaishnava and also the Brahminical quality. Now when we say about the Brahminical quality, Srila Prabhupada has summarized it in a very beautiful way. He says that in Canto 4, chapter 21, verse 37, he says the qualities of the Brahmana are truthfulness, equanimity, control of the senses, tolerance, simplicity, knowledge of the absolute truth, firm faith in the scriptures, and the practical application of the Brahminical qualities. Now these are the Brahminical qualities which Srila Prabhupada has told us. Along with this, now Srila Prabhupada also tells us that, but the one who is fully engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, he becomes a Vaishnava. That means a person can have the Brahminical qualities, but if he is not a surrendered soul, if he is not engaged into the service of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, if he does not accept the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is not a Vaishnava. a Vaishnava can be a Brahmin, but a Brahmin has to be fully surrendered and engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Only then he becomes a Vaishnava. So this basic understanding of the Vaishnava and the Brahminical culture has to be understood. Now, in this, for further when we go in this verse, it is also said in the last verse, line also it says, that to remain under the jurisdiction of the administration of such a king or leader is the perfect state for human society. The primary responsibility of such a king or leader is to protect the Brahminical culture and the cows in his state. Now, this is a very important, if you say, a very important line in today's verse, because when a person is following the Brahminical culture, it automatically, it just comes into his lifestyle that he is going to take care of all the living entities. Why? Because he is a good devotee, and a good devotee has a compassion. He has sympathy for each and every living being. He sees the Lord in each and every living being and treats everyone equally. So when we say about, specifically mentioned over here, is about cows. Now, in our prayers also we have, Namo Brahmana Devaya, Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. So that means the Supreme Personality of Lord. If we say we are the part and parcels of the Lord, the characteristics of the Lord are there in us, right? That means, though in less amount, we still have the characteristics of the Lord, because Krishna is our eternal Father. And we have his characteristic. So he is compassionate towards the cow. We have seen that in the Krishna Leela, we have seen that when the Lord was even small, when he was herding the cattle, what did he do? When Mother Yashoda told him that you can, why don't you wear your, I have made nice shoes for you. You wear the shoes and go so that your feet do not get hurt by the sand and the rocks which are there on the Govardhan. And then what does the Lord say? Okay, I'll wear it, but only if you are going to make pairs of shoes for all the 9,000 cows which the Nanda Maharaj has. So at such a tender age, we can see that the Lord, the Lord has the compassion for the cows since the very beginning. Whenever you see the Lord, you always see that he has cows around him. That means he is the protector of the cows. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna. Somebody muted me. Okay. So he is the protector of the cows. Whenever you see Lord Krishna anywhere, you'll see that Lord Krishna is surrounded by cows. Because he is Go Hitayacha. He is the protector of the cows. And the representative of the state, the representative of the nation should also have these characteristics. Wherein he can also be a protector of the cows. Now, why is it that the cows are so to be protected? Srila Prabhupada says, why is it not a tiger protector? Why is it not a tiger hitayacha? He says in the purport. Because cows are a representative of the prosperity of the nation. Wherever the cow has been protected, wherever the go or the gow is protected, it says that the Lord sends his special mercy on at that place. And that is the reason the cows are the protection, have to be protected. And also we have seen in Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, when he saw that the cows were not protected, and in the age of Kali Yuga, that the cows were being in danger, he was into great rage, and then he wanted to protect all the cows. So there are so many examples, and we are seeing, like over here in this verse, we are talking about Prithu Maharaj. But we have also seen how Maharaj Parikshit, he is also a very good representative of the nation, because he is also shown all these characteristics. Now the citizens of Prithu Maharaj have seen that how the Supreme Personality of Godhead showed affection towards Prithu Maharaj. That he did not want him that you complete all the yajnas and you complete all the austerities and then come to me. But the Now, what was the main role or what was the main emphasis that Prithu Maharaj was had? That he was more concerned about the praja, about the people around him. And that is exactly what our spiritual master also does. Our spiritual master sees to it, like Srila Prabhupada says, right? Like our Guru Maharaj also says, that till the end, till the each and every disciple has been delivered, the spiritual master will keep on coming till each and every of his disciple has been delivered. So this is an important role which the representative of the state should be playing. Unfortunately, in this today's Kali Yuga, it has become representatives are not that strong, because the spiritual knowledge which they have to have and which they should impart to the fellow citizens is not strong enough. So when we go to the further part of the explanation over here, sorry, I'm just going through my notes so that I do not miss anything. Now, whenever we're reading through the scriptures, we always see that where is the proof of it, or where is it been repeated, or how has it been implemented. So this verse, if we have to more strongly implement it, we can again go back to our Bhagavad Gita 3.21. It says that whatever actions a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. That means the verse is like, yad yad achrita shreshtha tat tat nimito janaha. So, yad pramane krute lokastat anuvartate. So, if the leader is going to follow something, the people around him are also, the common men are also going to follow. So, this is nothing that it has come as an alien thought. It is seen in the Bhagavad Gita. The Lord has instructed Arjuna in this way, that a guru, he has to preach by his practice. And the leader, he has to preach and he has to follow what he is preaching. And only then the principles of the Shastras or the standards of the Shastras can be passed on from one guru or from in the Guru Parampara. That means if the guru is following, then we'll see, then the disciples also follow. And like that, the knowledge will be passed from one Parampara, in the Parampara. Now, when we were listening to the lecture of Shankar Singh Prabhu, he has said that the king or the executive head of the state, the father, the school teacher, they are all considered as the natural leaders of the innocent people. Now, why are we specifying this leader quality over here? Because our Purport tells us that the Prithu Maharaj has been following the scriptures. And that is the reason the audience or the praja which is there is believing in him, and they are glorifying him and they want to follow him, and also they are considering it as their great fortune that they have such a recognized person as their representative. And what happens when such a recognized person is the representative? Firstly, they cannot go wrong or they cannot be deviated from the path of devotion. Secondly, it is a direct way of getting the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thirdly, you are not going to fall from your devotional life. Because when you see the king or the representative making ways and different ways to excel in the devotional life, the people around or the common men also try to apply that in their life. And applying this, like, when we say this is just like a cascade, like why is this? Because why are the people believing in Prithu Maharaj? Because he's following the scriptures. Why is he following scriptures? Because he knows that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the only one and only who can save everyone. And then is that why are the common men following him? Because they know that that is the only way for their deliverance. Because Prithu Maharaj is their representative and they have accepted him as their representative. So it says in the Srimad Bhagavatam affirms, one should follow in the footsteps of the great devotees. That is the way of progress on the path of the spiritual realization. So when we say the spiritual realization should say that you understand what is your connection with the Supreme Lord, what is your connection with Krishna. And once you understand that, it will be that you are getting yourself closer to Krishna. And how are we getting closer to Krishna? By doing our devotional services. And when this devotional service, when we mean devotional service, it is not only devotional service at the lotus feet of the Lord, but it is devotional service towards the Vaishnavas. It is devotional service towards the common man. And when we follow that, when we follow our representative, only then our soul can be purified because of the devotional service. And once we get purified, our path going towards the back, going back to Godhead becomes much more easy. We have so many anarthas in us, and to get rid of those anarthas, because we have envy. So many times we see that when we are doing services, we get envy, if we feel the feeling of envy. So this service when we are doing is to purify our heart. We do not want anybody to have any recognition. Prithu Maharaj did not do all the yajnas so that he can get the recognition. We have seen in the last verses that how compassionate he was when he was being told by the Lord that you do not need to do the 100th yajna. He just stopped the yajna. When he was told by the Lord that he should be forgiving Lord Indra, he just forgave him. And also when Lord Brahma comes up, what does he tell him? That whatever the invalid practices which Lord Indra has started, you have to stop them. And he followed those orders. Now why did he have to follow Lord Brahma's orders? Why did he not say that, oh no, only I am going to follow Lord Krishna's orders? No, because everybody is in the line of succession. From Lord Krishna to Lord Brahma to Manu, and then further the line continues. So whoever is a devotee of the Lord, who is a devotee of the Lord? Who is preaching the name of the Lord? So whoever is preaching the name of the Lord, we have to follow them. Once we know that that person is following the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that does not mean that I go to the temple and I just say that, okay, I'm just going to follow whatever Lord Krishna is ordering me. But we do not, in ISKCON, we do not follow that way, right? We have it that we follow the parampara. That means we say dasanudas. That means we are the servants of the servants of the servants. And that is the reason we have seen over here how Prithu Maharaj has been accepting the orders, whatever were instructions were given by the Lord, by Lord Brahma, and he has been compassionate also to forgive Lord Indra so that the balance of the society or the balance of the whole world does not get disrupted. Now these all characteristics are of a great representative of the great king. He would have said that the 100th yajna is done and he could have been the got the Indrasan. But we have to see that Prithu Maharaj, why are the people, audience so much glorifying him? Because he did not have that envy. He did not have that greed to rule over anything. He just wanted his way to get to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by following his instructions. And whatever the Lord has told him, he tried to follow it and pass it over to his citizens. In the earlier chapter, I think it is the 38th verse, we have seen that how in the 37th verse we saw the difference between the Brahmanas and the Vaishnavas, and also how Prithu Maharaj has addressed the crowd or addressed the audience that how they should be onto the path of their spiritual life so that they do not become the killer of their soul. Now, what is the killer of their soul? That means when you know all the avenues, when you know all the ways by which you can take your soul back to Krishna, when you can be engaged into the eternal loving service of the Lord, and in spite of that, when you do not go on that path, that is a soul killer. That means you are not letting your soul reach to its eternal destination. And over here, exactly what we are seeing is that because Maharaj Prithu has been following all these this path of devotion, he has been recognized as a perfect representative of the Lord. In the earlier canto, first canto also, we have seen how Maharaj Yudhishthir, he has also been the best representative of the Lord. Why? Because he also has that compassion. When he got the whole kingdom, he had that feeling that, oh, all this happened, that I was being coronated as the ruler of the world. And then he had that compassion for all the other living entities. Secondly, he also followed whatever the Lord said. The Lord said fight, and they fought. The Pandavas, they fought. So they were also the representatives of the Lord. So these examples tell us that how great devotees have seen the spiritual realization and also how they have followed it. Now, when just to take a mundane example from our, if we just take an example from our today's yoga, we had seen an example of Dr. Abdul Kalam. Once he had shared an example that when they were having the when they were doing their experiments, and when they were the satellite was sent in the orbit, and the experiment failed, and that expedition failed, and at that time it was like lots of money and was being spent in that endeavor. But when they all got together, the main person from that team, he went in and went ahead of the press conference, and he took all the blame on himself, and he said that it was my failure that it did not succeed, or that expedition did not succeed. After a couple of years, when they did it again, and when the satellite was perfectly situated in the orbit, that same person, he put his team in front of everyone, that okay, you go and get the credit now, because you all have put in efforts over here. So this is what the world today needs, a best representative who can guide the whole team, who can guide the whole common man onto the perfect path, wherein they can also know, or they can also have that confidence that yes, we can also live a spiritual life. This was a common example which I had given just to give the representative, how a representative should be, a good quality of a representative should be. So, let me see if I have missed anything. Okay, the 4.11 is saying, like, as he surrendered to the Lord, the Lord will reveal himself as we surrender ourselves. And then we come up to the last topic of the Go Brahmani Hitayacha. In Bhagavad Gita, like in many verses, also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that Namo Brahmane Devaya, Go Brahmane Hitayacha. In the Vishnu Purana also it is said that, my Lord, you are the well-wisher of the cows and the Brahmanas, and you are the well-wisher of the entire human society and the world. So Brahmanas are the symbol of the spiritual education, and the cows are the symbol of the most valuable food. If you see that each and every, if it is the gomutra, that's the cow urine, if it is the milk, each and every part from the cow is being utilized in a proper way, whether it is the cow dung, each and everything from the cow is being utilized at its proper way and has its medicinal value also. So, and also the Lord also has the cows all around him, and he has been protecting the cows since we know he has been protecting the cows. So it is our duty also to follow in the footsteps of our great acharyas, and be at least we should try that we can spread this message and also help the cause of the cow protection. This is like one thing which I really felt like emphasizing over here. Because what does the verse say over here? That the Lord has, that Sripa Maharaj is protecting the Brahminical culture and the cows of the state. So what is the Brahminical culture? It is the Brahminical culture, like in the lecture of in the lecture one which I was listening, it is said that it is the Brahminical culture is compared to the sunshine. That means it is there for everyone. Did Srila Prabhupada say that, no, you cannot be a Brahmana? Because Srila Prabhupada said, in this Kali Yuga, we all are Shudras. And unless and until we uplift ourselves, unless and until we surrender to the Lord, unless and until we do our devotional service, we cannot reach to a point where we can surrender. Where we have a best example of the story of... One second, I'll just go over it. Katavang Maharaj. The story if over there tells that he was a very powerful king, and when the when all the demigods, they wanted him to fight with the demons, he was ready to fight. And when he was ready to fight, he fought everything, and when all the thing was done, then he asked the demigod, then he asked the gods that can they asked him that you can ask for any boon. And he said that he wanted to see the Lord and he wanted salvation. And they said that the demigods said that we cannot give you that. But then he asked was that that how much time do I have? And the God said that you just have 24 minutes to live. Just imagine, 24 minutes to live. We have Maharaj Prithu, who had seven days to live, and how he utilized his time. And he had just 24 minutes to live. Out of that, again, by the time he arrived on the earth, 12 minutes were passed. And in those 12 minutes, he just sat in the Padmasana, in the lotus position, and he concentrated his full attention on the lotus feet of the Lord. And he got liberated. We have seen in a lecture of Srila Prabhupada that when once a person asks him, that is like, can we be liberated? And how long will it take for us to get that spiritual enlightenment? And Srila Prabhupada said that fraction of a minute, in a second you can get it. And what is that second? It is the moment we surrender to the Lord, that exact moment we can reach back to Godhead. I know it is very hard for us, whatever I'm saying, this is for my own purification, for my own understanding, basically, that this level of understanding and this level of surrender has been seen by Maharaj Prithu, and that is the reason all the praja or all the citizens and all the rishis have been glorifying Maharaj Prithu because of this characteristic. And because of his Brahminical characteristic and his characteristic of keeping the Brahminical culture and passing on the Brahminical culture. Now, just as we said that it is the Brahminical culture is compared to the sunshine. It is there for everyone, but one must be intelligent enough to take it. We see right, there are so many bhakti vrikshas going on, so many lectures going on, but at the same time people are just moving around. They are not even bothered about it. That means it is there everywhere, but it is for us what we are going to take and what we are going to pursue for our, what are we going to carry on for our life, so that our soul reaches, because the eternal state of our soul is what to be active, and we have to reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is like a fish. If you give the fish so many things, and if you take it out of the water, and you give it juice, you give it biscuits, and so many things, the fish is not going to be happy. The same is the case of our soul. Our soul is longing to be along with Krishna, to be in the loving service of Krishna. We want to serve Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. And doing the devotional service, following the spiritual master's orders, is the only and only and only way that we can reach that stage. And that is the reason Prithu Maharaj, in this chapter, Prithu Maharaj, in the earlier canto we had Maharaj Yudhishthir as the perfect example of following the Brahminical culture. Then we have Maharaj Parikshit. So these all great acharyas and these all great kings have just shown us the path how we can reach to the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
I think I have covered it in the report.
So I think I can end over here with a very small thought, but the understanding about the spiritual master is what we have to understand, and how we can follow the Brahminical culture and not go way off from our path of devotional service. I would like to end it over here. If anybody has any corrections, and if anybody has any corrections and any additions, please go ahead.
Thank you, Mataji. Very, very wonderful class. Hare Krishna. Everything's perfect. Nice. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you so much for giving your valuable association.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Sita Priti Mataji. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. for giving your time. Thank you so much for the very beautiful class. It was very nice to hear from you. Thank you, Mataji. Beautiful. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, for your encouragement and your guidance. I know without you all, like listening to you all, I'm just trying to just apply that. Thank you, Mataji.
It was very beautiful, Mataji. You covered so many things about the king. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Krishna, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Very, very beautiful class, Mataji. Very nice stories. It's really good, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji, for giving me this opportunity. This may reading through so many things was really nice. And thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to speak, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Jayakuram, also Sister Prabhupada Guru Maharaj. Beautiful class. Lots to learn from you, Mataji. Beautiful. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Palika Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Jitapati Mataji. Very, very beautiful class. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Vinaya Mataji. I cannot say no to you. So thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. And I really, really thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak. And please forgive me if I have spoken anything wrong, and please correct me wherever you all feel.
Hare Krishna Chita Priya Mataji, Denver Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Srila. Very nectar in class. Please give your assistance regularly. Can you sing anything, whatever you like for us? Denver Pranam, Hare Krishna.
Guranga bulite have pulaka sharira hari hari bolite nayana babinira Gauranga bulite have pulaka sharira Hari Hari Bolite Nayana Babinira.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Jai Ho Gauranga. Jai Jai Nityananda.
Hare Krishna, Sita Priti Mataji. Very beautiful class with very appropriate examples of people who perfected their lives about King Parikshit and King Katwanga. Very nice class, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Sita Priti Mataji. That was indeed a very, very beautiful class and the kind of details you covered by giving the example. The wonderful class, Sita Priti Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Lakshmi Mataji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Anybody has any more realizations to be shared with Mataji or any questions at this point?
Hare Krishna Mataji. Just one question. When you were explaining about we should follow Brahminical culture, I just wanted some elaboration on that, that what you were exactly talking about, what the common man can follow at, in today's world. What exactly you were meaning by the Brahminical culture?
Hi, Krishna Mataji. Mataji, like when I was reading through and was listening through the classes, it says that first of all, like Krishna reciprocates according to our level of surrender. And if we want to have that surrender, if we want to have that audience with the Lord, or if we want to have that mercy of the Lord, we should follow what the Lord had said. So the Lord has been the Lord is the best example of what the Brahminical culture is. That means he is compassionate towards the living beings, not only the living beings, but he is compassionate towards the cows. And the cow is the Surabhi, like because Surabhi is in the eternal world and the same cow is in this material world. And that is the reason we have to preserve and we have to protect her. Because in this Kali Yuga, she needs protection. So the best qualities of the devotees which he has said is that he has compassion. And when it says compassion, compassion is for each and every living entity and living entity. So it includes the cows and the animals and the human beings as well. Also, when we say that the Brahminical culture, in one of the classes you say that the Brahminical culture is everywhere. We have to just be like a sponge and get it to us. So, like you see so many times that maybe some people are not following the following any path, but still they have compassion, still they have sympathy, and they are doing so many charitable work. But this is going to be limited to a certain point unless and until we get shelter of a spiritual master. Our services will not be enrolled anywhere, or our services towards the Lord will not be recognized anywhere. So Brahminical culture is when you are following the orders of your spiritual master, because your spiritual master is a perfect example of following the Brahminical qualities.
Thank you very much, Mataji. So basically you're talking about the qualities of developing good qualities of the Brahmanas.
Yes, the qualities of the Brahmanas, and main emphasis over here is on following your spiritual master. Because, you know, like one of the classes I listened yesterday or the day before yesterday was that one asked that how can we please Krishna? And they said, like, what can we do more to more so that we can be Krishna will be pleased? And the Maharaj just explained that you follow your spiritual master and everything will be taken care of. Once you follow your spiritual master, because he is following his spiritual master, so things are taken care of. So you don't need to worry about anything extra that you have to do. Just follow the spiritual master's instructions and you are good. Then he asked that, okay, the spiritual master is not in front of you if you are not having direct instructions. He said, you don't need direct instructions. Instead of direct instructions, whatever he said in his classes, whatever he said, if you follow that, that also should be good enough. Because we always have examples, we always have excuses that, oh, my spiritual master is not having an audience with me, I'm not able to talk to him, then how do I get instructions? But whatever he is following, if we follow that, if he is getting up for the Mangal Arati and he is doing that, if we follow that, it is our life is being set, fully done in that. Whatever he does, if we do, that is the reason we are just following in the path. Did I answer that question?
Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much for explaining that.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you once again, Sita Pradi Mataji, for the wonderful class today. We are really grateful to you and look forward to your association again in future. If nobody has any more questions, we would like to end the call here. इनन कोटी राष्ट्र वर्ग की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय प्रभुपाद की जय हर ग्रेस सीतापति माता जी की
जय थैंक यू माता
की जय
हरे कृष्णा थैंक यू माता
जी वेरी वंडरफुल हरे
कृष्णा
थैंक यू माता जी वेरी नाइस क्लास हरे कृष्णा
हरे कृष्णा